Hurricane Ian is aiming at Cuba's western tip tonight with winds of 100 miles an hour. And after that, Florida's Gulf Coast could be in the crosshairs. The storm is growing rapidly and may be a Category 4 with winds of 140 miles an hour when it reaches the U.S. mainland. Stephanie Tsai has our report.
Florida residents are preparing for Ian's onslaught, with swaths of its Gulf Coast under hurricane watch and evacuation orders.
This is a really, really big hurricane at this point.
Governor Ron DeSantis spoke in Tallahassee today after declaring a state of emergency.
It will bring heavy rains, strong winds, flash flooding, storm surge, along with isolated tornado activity along Florida's Gulf Coast.
Ian became a hurricane overnight. It battered the Cayman Islands early this morning as it moved northward toward the Caribbean Sea. It's expected to hit western Cuba as a major hurricane tonight and then gain more strength over the warm waters of the Gulf of Mexico. Forecasters expect landfall in Florida later this week, with the cities of Tampa and St. Petersburg preparing for what could be a direct hit. Ian's trajectory has now forced NASA to scrub this week's test flight to the moon, which had been set to launch Tuesday from the Kennedy Space Center after a month of delays. And across the state, residents are stocking up on water and boarding up their homes.
We're just trying to get some supplies to cover the windows. We've just seen it come closer and closer, and so we just want to make sure we get at least some coverage since we weren't expecting it to come right at us, and now it looks like it is.
Meanwhile, in eastern Canada, devastation is still being assessed from another major hurricane, Fiona, that made landfall over the weekend.
There were two or three trees fell in the house, and then about an hour later, we had three more trees fall on the house.
Puerto Rico was hit by Fiona last week and still has more than 740,000 residents without power. For the PBS NewsHour, I'm Stephanie Tsai.